It is time now to bring in his normal role, the closer for the McGlatchy newspapers, their Washington bureau chief, David Lightman. And forget about Kamala Harris. Forget about blowing up the post office.
Where are you going?
The Baltimore Orioles are 10-7. They are third in the American League East. And if the season ended today, they could be going to the playoffs.
Wow.
Yep, let's talk about that. Five in a row. Beat your Red Sox.
Well, don't ever call him my Red Sox fella, or we'll really tussle.
That's true. Bobbered by the Yankees.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. They're playing well, you know. They got some good young players. It's fun.
They are. They just had some pitching, but these games, if they would just take under 3.5 hours.
Oh, God. Let me tell you what. The Red Sox fans always want to bitch at the Yankees because they say Red Sox-Yankee games take forever.
Yeah.
Red Sox played a 4.5-hour, 9-inning game with the Rays the other night. You wonder why kids don't watch baseball? Seriously.
So much for the, three batter per pitcher rule.
Oh, yeah, that's worked. That's helped out.
Yeah, that's nice.
And not having as much commercial time between innings.
Time is flying.
Yeah. All right, so Kamala Harris is the choice. We're not really surprised by it. What strengths does she bring to the ticket, David?
Well, first of all, the resume. I mean, she's won 3 statewide races. She's been an attorney general of the state, city prosecutor in San Francisco, U.S. senator since 2017. So the resume is solid for a VP candidate.
Okay.
Plus, she's been vetted nationally. You know, it's interesting. Today's Friday. She got picked the other day. Normally, these first few days, you got to watch very, very carefully. And because we have a lot of California papers, you know, we're sort of watching her 24/7. And you wait for the gaffe, you wait for the opposition group to emerge, et cetera. And that hasn't happened. And one reason it hasn't happened, because she's known to the media and she's known to the public. She went through all that during her presidential campaign.
Right.
That's not to say something will erupt, but at the moment, this is not, say, Sarah Palin, who has sprung on the public.
Nobody knew her.
Exactly, or Dan Quayle years ago, that sort of thing.
Nobody knew him.
Right. But, you know, always these VP picks get, when Joe Lieberman got picked in 2000, I remember, he was known. I mean, his record
high profile.
Known. Yeah, he still had some controversy, not much, but I remember a lot of people in the Black Caucus were not crazy about him. He had to go in and meet with them, and I remember Jesse Jackson had to defend him because of things he had said about affirmative action years earlier. But he weathered that easily because Lieberman was a seasoned pro. He knew how to handle it. And same with Harris. I mean, she knows how to handle herself. So far, you know, for the Democrats, so good.
You know, somebody brought this up, and I was thinking about this. Yeah, maybe we did this last time. I'm not sure. But when you're picking a vice presidential candidate, you try and find somebody who might bring a state to the table. So apparently Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan was on the list. I mean, she was definitely on there because she'd get in Michigan, which is a swing state. So I was going, California, you've got California 20-0 right now. But somebody brought out the fact that if you go into southern Florida, there are a lot of people from the West Indies, including Jamaica, who might in fact be swayed by this. And Florida's key.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to, exactly. But you don't worry that much about states anymore. Again, you know, when Al Gore put Joe Lieberman on the ticket, you know, nobody said, oh, boy, you know, there goes Connecticut for the Democrats. And, I mean, you have a ticket now. This is Delaware, California. It's more, how can I put this, in this media age, the trick now is to create an impression of an image, if you will. It started with Clinton and Gore. Remember, Clinton took somebody from really a neighboring state, right? That same age, Al Gore, and people said, What is this? Why isn't, you know, this Southerner taking some John Kerry or Joe Lieberman who was in the mix back then? Well, because they wanted to project this image of new generation moving forward, two young men. And I think that's what Biden wants to do here with Harris. By picking her, he's saying this is the next generation of leadership. You can use the symbolism all you want, but he's trying to project an image here.
And the birthers have already begun their assault locally. They've done it, and they've done it nationally as well. You know, her parents were not born in this country, and I would remind people, the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue's mother was born overseas as well. So let's just forget about that stupidity now.
good. Yes, please.
I mean, and I think Mitt Romney had a similar problem.
Yeah,
if it's a problem,
Mexico or something. Right?
Yeah, if it's a problem,
no, this is ludicrous. I mean, it came from directly from the top.
Who started this? He didn't start it. Who started it?
You mean way back when?
Yeah, who started this whole stupid rumor?
Yeah, you mean the Harris rumor, Ray? Right?
Yeah, exactly. That she wasn't, you know, she's not an American citizen. Yeah, okay, sure, fine. I believe you. All right, then. Let's see. Anything else? So there's that. There's South Florida. Anything else you want to talk about very quickly here, David?
Yeah, sort of what's not happening. You know, there's still, 17 million unemployed people. Everybody in Connecticut and everywhere else is getting $600, who's unemployed, is getting $600 less this week than they did 2 weeks ago in benefits, because the federal benefit ran out. But Congress has gone home. Senate, quote-unquote,
it's not good.
Yeah, they met for about 20 minutes a day, made a few speeches, and that was that. House wasn't in. They will be back. Senate September 8th, House September 14th. This is a story we're going to work on today, because we're talking to people in our markets and saying, look, you know, what do you think here? You've already lost your $600 a week, and now Congress is left until September. Well, you can imagine the outrage there. But I know I say it too often on this show, but this is why people hate Washington. You know, why aren't they here working, trying to cut a deal?
Right.
And, how serious is the threat by the president to mess with the Postal Service?
Well, you know, you got to take it seriously, and I'll tell you why. 2 weeks ago on this show, and probably in what we wrote, you know, we talked about, can the president boost the unemployment figure, okay? The payment that they're getting, the $600, and people said, oh, he wouldn't do that. Congress controls spending, and the Constitution says this and that. Well, guess what? He did it on Saturday afternoon, boosted it by $400, $300. Same thing with payroll tax. So he's willing to do this stuff by executive order. Will he do this? You know, with this guy, yeah, he could. And then you could say, it'll be challenged in court. Yeah. So I don't rule anything out with this president.
Well, the odd thing is, David, I'm on amazing lists for both right and left, for Democrats and Republicans. And I was getting from Democrats, oh, God, 6-7 months ago, things about the post office. You know, the post office in West Hartford will be closed and all that. So is this kind of a precursor as to what's going on now?
You know, it's interesting because you can go back beyond 6-7 months. I mean, every now and then you have these hearings at the Capitol. My God, I remember, again, going back to when Dodd and Lieberman were senators, and, you know, they're going to no Saturday service, and they're going to close post offices everywhere,
right,
and all
right,
this.
Right.
And, well, here we are. Bigger issue for the post office is, how does it survive in this email world? But Trump, yeah, but you haven't had a situation where you have a president willing to do this stuff by executive action, and that's the difference here.
I don't think he can.
Well, we say we don't think he can, but
he
can. I mean,
it doesn't mean he won't.
Right.
Give it a shot,
yeah,
baby.
Well, and all it'll do is it'll continue the divide for a country that's as divided as it's ever been since the Civil War. You know, this will just draw, this will, everything between now and Election Day will make the divide even bigger.
You know, and to that point, real fast, this business of who does the public blame for the inertia, right, for Congress leaving, what we found so far is that if you're loyal to Democrats, you blame the Republicans and vice versa.
Nothing new.
No. People, used to be people just blame Washington, right?
Right.
Well, they still hate Washington, but now it's, you know, well, Trump's trying to change the system, but the Nancy Pelosi won't let him, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, Pelosi's heart's in the right place, but those mean Republicans are stopping her.
David, everything's political now.
No, everything. Except the birds.
Coming up, yeah.
We got a big game and a half against in the Beltway Series tonight.
There you go. That's
so
good.
There you go.
Here we go. David, great insight as always. We appreciate it. Stay safe. We'll talk to you. Well, Ray will talk to you next week.
Have a great vacation, man.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, David.
And you have a good time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.